time for your KHNS local news. I'm Amanda Randles. Coming up in the news tonight, we talk to Skagway Borough Assembly candidate Beth Smith, and Haines mourns the death of a well-known Chilkoot bear. Those stories are coming up. It's election season, and in Skagway, there are four candidates filed to run for two open assembly seats. KHNS is bringing those candidates to you as part of a series of profiles that are airing in the weeks leading up to the election. Tonight, Skagway Assembly candidate Beth Smith. Beth Smith first came to Skagway in 1999 and moved to Skagway year-round in 2001. She is the owner of the Station Bar and Grill, the Morningwood Hotel, and Happy Ending Saloon. She has served on the Skagway Child Care Council, on the Planning and Zoning Board, on the Recreation Board, and is the current president of the Skagway Booster Club and chair of the Skagway Convention and Visitors Bureau. Smith says the most pressing issue currently facing Skagway is the 2021 summer season.
And figuring out how we're going to manage cruise ships as well as the independent travelers while still maintaining the safety as well as the well-being of our community members and our businesses.
Smith also wants to see more representation of families with children on the assembly, and she thinks while the local government does a great job, they can improve communication with the public.
Especially with everything related to COVID, facilitating accurate information and getting that out to the community. I think there's a lot of misinformation out there regarding everything that has to do with COVID. So it would be nice if we could just really sift through information and really get the facts out there to our community.
Smith believes she will be an open-minded assembly member, willing to listen to the community.
I'm great at seeking out help from people that I feel have a better expertise or handle on a situation. And I do think one of my best qualities is knowing that I don't have all the answers, but I'm very motivated and always motivated to find those answers and to research them. And I'm not afraid to change my mind as new information pops up and comes to light. My opinion will change, but I think that's a good thing. I think being open-minded is an essential quality to be on the to be a public official.
The Skagway municipal election will be on Tuesday, October 6th. Smith is running against three other candidates, Sam Bass, Reba Hilton, and incumbent Dan Henry, for two open assembly seats. Claire Strempel contributed to this report. There will be a Skagway candidate forum for both assembly and school board candidates on Monday, September 28th at 7 p.m. It will be at the assembly chambers in Skagway with social distancing and live on KHNS. The Upper Lynn Canal, and especially the Chilkoot River Corridor, is known for being home to a lot of brown bears. Perhaps the most well-known at the Chilkoot in recent years was a 15-year-old sow known locally as Speedy. News has recently come to light that Speedy died last fall. According to fish and game biologist Carl Koch, the bear known as Speedy was killed as part of a bear hunt last fall in 2019. Fish and Game can't give any more details due to privacy issues, but Koch said she was not within any settled area and that the hunt was legal. She was identified by her ear tag, which was there as part of ongoing research. Speedy, more officially known as Bear 235, her research designation, was born in late winter of 2004, according to local naturalist Pam Randles. Speedy spent her life in the area around Lutac Inlet and the Chilkoot River, which is how she became so well known to Haines locals as well as tourists. Dan Egolf is a Haines tour operator and the vice president of the Alaska Chilkoot Bear Foundation, and has gotten to know Speedy through his years guiding tours on the Chilkoot. He says generally Speedy was often the first bear they'd see in the spring and the last one they'd see in the fall. She was reliable, mostly well-behaved around humans, and became a recognizable favorite for bear watchers. He says news of Speedy's death is like losing an old friend.
An old friend, an old sort of trustworthy, reliable friend. Animals have personalities. You get to know their personalities. Bears are very smart critters, and I've seen this bear go to approach the road where there's people on the road and just sit down and wait till the people pass and then make the crossing, sort of red light, green light kind of thing. So she knew how to get along around people.
Egolf says Speedy was smart, figuring out how to thrive in such a people-rich environment on the Chilkoot when other bears have been pushed out from the human pressure. Egolf also says Speedy was a very good mother as far as he could see. She raised 8 cubs over her lifetime, the most recent born in 2018. Speedy was one of the subjects of Fish and Game's collar study from 2008 to 2010, where they were able to learn more about her movements over the years, as well as denning habits. According to a map from the study kept by Egolf in his office, Speedy kept exclusively to the Lutac and Chilkoot areas and never ventured close to Haines.
She was a star attraction.
Local photographer Tom Ganner has been photographing Speedy since 2010. Ganner called Speedy the Baroness of the Chilkoot and enjoyed introducing her to his photography clients.
She was gracious, well-behaved, well-mannered, even-tempered. She really delivered for a lot of visitors who came to Haines.
And raising her sets of cubs on the Chilkoot led to many people being able to see bear families interact.
And they always put on a nice show, and it was fairly easy to introduce visitors to her and her family because they were pretty well focused on the river. They were used to having their pictures taken, and there never was an issue between visitors and her and the family.
Ganner suspects that Speedy's comfort around people may have made her an easier target during last fall's hunting season. While many in the community may be upset at the loss of a well-known bear like Speedy and wish she had been protected from the hunt, Fish and Game's Koch says game management can only manage for populations, not individuals. Egolf notes that bears like Speedy bring tourism dollars into the community. He hopes at some point there can be a way to manage for that also, not to exclude hunting, but to take into account the tourism bears. Speedy died during the 2019 autumn bear hunt. She was 15 years old at the time of her death. And that's it for now for the KHNS Local News. Tune in tomorrow morning for all of your latest local news and information on Lynn Canal Morning. And tune in this evening at 6 p.m., just following the news, for our live broadcast of the Haines Mayoral Candidate Forum. And you can tune in next Monday at 7 p.m. We'll broadcast a Skagway Borough Assembly and School Board Forum. Details for both forums are available on our website, khns.org. Thank you for listening to KHNS. Have a great evening.